From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. U.S. airstrikes played a key role in dislodging al-Qaeda fighters from their hideouts in the Tora Bora region of eastern Afghanistan. But the air campaign has also prompted criticism. Aid agencies are reporting that at least 70 Afghan civilians were killed or wounded by American bombs. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Until this week, this has been a daily, if not hourly, occurrence in eastern Afghanistan. It's the sound of an American airstrike recorded during a pitched battle on Tora Bora last week. The Afghan commanders who led ground offensives against the cave complex say the American bombs succeeded in killing hundreds of Osama bin Laden's men. But this apparent victory has had tragic consequences for some neighboring Afghan communities. Mustafa Jana and her four children were brought to Jalalabad Hospital on December 9th, all victims of an American airstrike. A single nighttime explosion has left the 35-year-old mother permanently blind and in critical condition. The rest of her children are also unconscious. Only 2-year-old Shayola, the youngest in the family, is awake. She suffered the lightest injuries here, scratches to the face and a broken hand. Two bombs struck the family's village of Larekala at 8 p.m. on December 3rd. The first killed Mustafa Jana's husband as he and 10 other men were gathered in a guest house down the road. They were listening to the news on the village's only radio when the bomb hit. Weeks after the explosion, villagers can still point out bloodstains left in the dust of the demolished house.
This is blood. Everything is here.
A neighbor named Wulayat Khan says he narrowly missed being caught in the explosion.
I was also in the house listening to the radio, but I had to go next door to check on my children. Suddenly there was a loud boom and everyone was scared. The children were crying. When I ran outdoors, there was dust and smoke and fire. Then I saw that all of the people were dead.
It's a short walk up a path between mud brick walls to the compound where Mustafa Jana and her family lived. A lone turkey stands and squawks on what was once a two-story house. The second bomb exploded here moments after the first, instantly killing 4 people. 11 other people were injured, including Mustafa Jana and her children, who were praying. Shortly after this attack, aid workers reported counting 70 civilian victims of mistargeted American bombs around Tora Bora. Local Afghan officials put the death toll at more than 150, prompting this response from U.S. coalition spokesman Kenton Keith.
This has been the most tightly controlled bombing campaign in history. It is a constant preoccupation of coalition forces to avoid civilian casualties wherever possible.
In recent weeks, there have been fewer reports of civilian casualties as al-Qaeda has withdrawn further and further into the mountains around Tora Bora. But the anger and resentment left after the initial American airstrikes hasn't gone away. Standing in the ruins of his cousin Mustafa Jana's house, Sultan Muhammad asks one question. Why did America bomb civilians?
Of course I'm angry at America, because they just shout that we respect human rights, but they don't do. This is, you see, the result of that. They didn't respect human rights. They just killed civilians. It's not good. It's not fair.
Mustafa Jana's village is still in mourning. Her children remain in hospital, but now they're orphans. Mustafa Jana herself died of her wounds last weekend. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Larekala, Afghanistan.